You know what would be easy to do? You don't know what it would be easy to do, do you? It'd be very easy to just sit here and fall asleep. You ever have that trouble? No? It wouldn't be easy? You must have got enough sleep last night. Even though we got a less hour of sleep, didn't we? Because we had to turn the clocks ahead. What helps you fall asleep? Do you have a stuffed animal you like to cuddle with? Huh? No? Music? What happened to the day of stuffed animals? Did anybody have a stuffed animal? Okay, you do. She has a what?
Bunch.
A bunch?
Bunch.
A bunch of stuffed animals. Do you have an animal? Huh? Do you have an animal? A pet, a little stuffed animal? I think they're so cute and cuddly. They help you fall asleep because they're soft and they're warm. Okay, music. You guys have music to go to sleep by? You have a radio? Okay, and you listen to music and that helps you sleep. All right. What if we wanted to stay awake? What do you do? You're kind of tired, but you have to stay awake. What do you do that? See, you're yawning already. I'm boring you or else something. I don't know. What do you do to stay awake? Turn your music off? Well, that's a different one. Okay. I'm sure you drink a lot of coffee, right? Yeah. No, I don't want to drink coffee. How about if you want to get awake at a certain time? Got an alarm? Or you have a phone? No, none, huh?
I have a phone.
You have a phone?
No, I have a watch to do it.
You have a watch to do it. Okay. Yeah, well, this is kind of old school, I guess. A clock. Who needs a clock, right? You got phones and everything else. But anyway, that's what you use to stay awake or to get awake. Sometimes it's tough to stay awake. And Jesus' disciples had that problem. They went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus said, stay right here. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to pray. Okay, just stay there. That's all. I'm going to go over there and pray. And what did they do? They were Z'd out, man. They were sleeping. And Jesus came back. He says, guys are sleeping. I'm over there praying, having a hard time. And you're snoozing. Stay awake. So he went and he did that two more times. So three times he went away and prayed. And every time he came back, what were the disciples doing? Staring at the back of their eyelids. Weren't they? Yeah, they were snoozed out. And finally he says, get awake. We are going. Well, sometimes we find it hard to stay awake when we need to do things for God. And we might think, you know, if we were the disciples, we'd stay awake. We wouldn't have slept when Jesus needed us. Don't bet on it. We're not any better than they are. Because sometimes Jesus tells us, obey your mom and dad. Do we? Not always, huh? Sometimes God says, stay awake in Sunday school and pay attention. And do as the teacher says. Don't always do that. So there are times when we don't do the things that God asks us to do. But is he an old man that he's ready to whack us one because we step out of line and we goof up? No, he isn't. Instead, God looks at us through his son Jesus who died and suffered for us so that when he sees us as being just like him, righteous and holy and good. And one day he's going to call us into his home and we're going to live there forever and we're not going to have to worry about anything. That's the good thing about Jesus. So when you fall asleep, and we need to some every day, we need to, remember the apostles or the disciples who fell asleep when they weren't supposed to. And we need to do what God asks us to do. Okay? Oh, I got papers for you today. Just stay there. Almost fell asleep and didn't give them to you. That's terrible. There you go. Okay? There you are. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.